Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, looking at the defense industrial base. Once upon a time, the arsenal of democracy. Now, not so much. What is to be done, Gregory?
Well, the reality is that we have reached a watershed in many respects with the defense industrial base, with industrial methods and opportunities overall, not just with defense. But we've also reached a pivotal point in the change of the global trade architecture, the supply chain, if you like. So decisions have to be made. President Trump's key decision was to incentivize the return of manufacturing to the United States and a manufacturing economy. This is a long-term process, of course, and it's not going to happen overnight. But in the meantime, those key elements of the U.S. defense industrial base have become old. They've become Rust Belt technologies in some respects, not to over-dramatize it. But the reality is that the great focus now of aerospace and defense power. I think companies like General Dynamics, like Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Boeing and the like, they now have to modernize to get to the next generation. And we're seeing that move. You know, we're seeing the end now of the F-35 era, even though we're still producing F-16 variants, much more improved than in the 70s. But the reality is that is now giving way to a new doctrine of defense and new technologies, including things like new alloys and so on, and 3D printing, a variety of other things which improved microchip production and the like. You're seeing a totally new world. So what we're going to see are the major defense companies moving to creating units to pioneer the use of these new technologies. But we're also seeing the rise of new companies, not just in the United States, but throughout the Western world and arguably throughout the world, of low capital cost startups to produce elements for defense sustainability. And 3D printing is just one of the key opportunities there. We saw, for example, a lot of this creation going into the development of unmanned aerial vehicles, expendable aerial munitions, in a sense, and reconnaissance vehicles. So that's been one way in which the smaller players can get into it. And bear in mind that the United States was buying unmanned aerial vehicles and loitering munitions from Australia in the 1970s, the first real jet-powered unmanned aerial vehicle, the Jindavik, and then other munitions, ship-launched missions, unmanned missions, and so on. And so this is an evolutionary technology, but now we're seeing that a lot of these technologies can be employed using new manufacturing like 3D to produce weapon systems of strategic power. Australia, for example, has developed a hypersonic glide vehicle which can be used as a weapon or for other purposes, with or without strategic payloads. And they can make this all out of 3D printing, and they can manufacture some of these systems within a couple of days. And they can do it more cost-effectively than can be done in the United States. So we're now leveling the playing field at the same time as the market for the great conventional weapons, the F-16s, the F-35s, and ultimately the F-47, are going to diminish considerably. We're now at that watershed where people are saying, well, do I need to look at a weapon which is capable of taking on the Russian Air Force or the Chinese People's Liberation Army Air Force? Maybe we've got a different kind of threat model to face in the coming decades. So I think we're going to see in the next few years, we're seeing the peaking of the income that the U.S. will derive from its major defense aerospace and shipbuilding or naval shipbuilding skills, and they'll we'll start to see other countries reforming their own industries and rebuilding. Turkey, which is bankrupt, is already doing a significant job in this area, and other countries are rebuilding as well. So this is going to, if you like, democratize the global defense market in ways we haven't seen since, you know, the 1970s.
Shipbuilding, Gregory, I see consistently worry about the U.S. inability to generate ships fast enough to keep up with the threat of the PLA Navy. Or is that one of those threats from outside that doesn't exist?
Well, it's a threat, and you can't ignore it. The mainland China has been building ships with great speed lately. We don't know how good they are. We don't know whether they've purposed those vessels in any way other than to create a Potemkin Navy. I wouldn't say it's as bad as that. I think that the Navy does have capabilities, but the reality is that they don't have an experienced force. And I would still put my money on the U.S. Navy and its allied navies ahead of the PRC Navy. But the reality is, if the PRC is in a state of strategic collapse, then where does the strategic threat of that conventional nature come from in the future? Is it going to be India? Is it going to be a revived Russia? You know, if we see, as we are seeing, the collapse, if you like, of the European Union, do we see reform within Europe to rebuild its defense industrial base and its defense projection capabilities? We can't even see any desire for that within Western Europe. So the big question we ask is, where is the threat coming from tomorrow? Because that will drive the defense industrial base.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs, looking at the defense industrial base. Again, the same question the first time. Where's the threat? Where's the threat? Are the Martians coming? When we come back, we're going to go to a word that Gregory is talking about. Cradle metamorphosis. What is it? What does it mean? We're in it.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.